making sure that you put that depiction in the book.
So what I wanted to have an ethnic book that everybody, it didn't matter what race you were, no matter what religion you were, that you could connect to the book. But I especially wanted our little black children to be able to see, and children of color to be able to look in a book and say, hey, that's I can relate to that. I can relate to that. So, and again, the story was about my story. So look at me, I'm a person of color. So, you know, to be real, to relate to my thoughts back at that time, I wanted the illustrations to depict what my grandmother may have looked like, what my mother may look like, but also in a way that everyone could relate to the story. So I hope that we did that, but I hope just some surprise when I go to schools and I read that story and I'm just kind of gauging the children in the room to see what they think, to see if someone put it down because they say, nah, they all love the story. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I do like that ethnic children, you know, children of color, look at me and say, she wrote that book, and they can think to themselves, she's just a regular person. She's just from Mayflower, Arkansas. If she can do that, I can do that too. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when did you first realize that you wanted to be a writer?
You know, it was only because of the challenge that I wrote the book. But as I talk to children, I've been gearing up. I've really been preparing for this my whole life, I would say, because as a little person, I always liked to sing and dance and write poetry. And going to school, I majored in mass communications and English, so I was writing all the time. But I always loved to rhyme and didn't know those things, and being in speech tournaments and writing for that prepared me along the way. So when I came with the challenge to write the book, had no thought. It didn't take me any time because I sat down, I started thinking about prose and poetry and rhyming and the format, and it just came out. So I always tell them that even though do good in school, you know, pay attention, learn, because you never know when you're going to take that little bit of information that you learned in school or that lot of information that you learned and can transcend it to something else later in your life. You just never know, because I never saw it coming.
Wow. You listen to KBF 88.3 on the FM side of the dial. I think we had a caller that called in earlier that the light was blinking, and we didn't get the chance to answer it, Maria. So if the caller still wants to have a question for you and feels like calling back in, please feel free to give us a call here at 501-433-0088. So sorry, missed your call, caller, but call us back. Right, Maria?
That's right. Call back.
How many books have you written?
So I've written four. Mm-hmm. So we started Christmas Night on the Farm. Then we did Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner. From that, we did Down Home in Arkansas, Family Reunion Story. We like family reunions, right? Everybody, we like to eat and get together and have a good time, whether it's party, picnic, birthday, whatever. And then coming up in the new year, you'll hear Papa's Pets.
Papa's Pets?
No, Papa's Pets.
Now, what is that about?
So Papa's Pets is illustrated by another Little Rock person. She's a teacher over at Gibbs Magnet. Yes, and I'm looking forward to talking a little bit about the more when that book comes out. But I was telling her about my dad, and I said, Papa walks these animals, and they starts off with JR, and then the cats follow him. They're just wild cats that come up to make home, and then they have ducks, and they just follow him to the chicken coop where he goes feeds my chickens. And I said, he just walks down the street, people drive by and they honk, honk, hello, Brother Gil. And I said, it's amazing. He's like a Dr. Doodle-little. The animals just follow him. And she said, Maria, you need to write that book, and I want to illustrate it. So we've written that book, and I think it's pretty good, and the kids will love the book. I really believe it. And what's so special about Brother Gil is that he is a very highly decorated military person who now is the main character of my book, who was so humble with the pets. So it's pretty cool.
All righty. I think we have a caller. Let's see if we could get him on. If I can do this right here. I
I think you can.
Caller, are you there? Hold on, we're getting there. Okay, caller, are you there? Well, thank you for calling in. Do you have a question this morning for our guest, Ms. Maria Hoskins?
Hi. Okay, well, the first answer is to find the book. You can find the book at Pyramid Art Books Custom Framing down at the Mosaic Templars downtown. You can also find it at some of the various parks, but those places in particular, I know you can get them in addition. I'd say go down there and get them from our local stores instead of going online to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, which they're also available, but, you know, patronize our local bookstore. Now, the second question. For me, as I am developing this process, my plan is not all in stone yet. I'm still working through how I'm going to go about being the publisher. But I definitely know that because I hated the process or what was presented to me as far as that 5% and 10%, that I want to go about it a different way. I want to make it where the children also have some a responsibility, and with their parents have some responsibility in the process and getting involved. So therefore, if we're going to be a partner in it, we'll be a partner in it, and it won't be where everyone can be happy. So you learn the process and I guide you through it. It's kind of my perception of how I want to do this.
Absolutely. Well, and thank you, Cole. We appreciate you calling in and asking that question. And tell us again where people can get the book from.
Yes, so the book locally in Little Rock, you can find it at Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing right here on Wright Avenue. You can also find the Mosaic Templars right downtown. You can go out to if you're in Scott, you can go out to the Plantation Agriculture Museum, and they have it out in Scott there. There are some other state parks down in Parkin, if you're listening from down that way. Parkin Archaeological State Park has it, so check out a few of the state parks. And, of course, it's always available on Barnes & Noble or directly, and I will sign it if you contact me. Go to www.seasons2dream.com, seasons2dream.com, and you can order it directly from my website.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful book, and I've got, you gave me a little book mark here, which is great, which has the name of some of the books, like Christmas Night on the Farm, Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner. So all of these are wonderful times that we've had. I think we've got another call. Maybe we take one more before we get out of here, Maria.
Okay.
How about that? All righty. Caller, are you there? Good morning. Thank you for calling Ideas with Impact. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. We were on a roll there. So me and Maria said, let's rock and roll. Let's get them on in here right now, right? So that's okay. If you need to make another phone call, that'll be great, right? So we were talking about the bookmark here, okay? So Down Home in Arkansas, a family reunion story, which we know family reunions are rememberable occasions. It's times for us to get together instead of a black family, we all want to get together that one time when something drastic happens.
That's right.
Family reunions gives an opportunity to, you know, rekindle our relationships, see our loved ones, and, you know, and make sure we keep our family history strong and alive. And I think that's very important.
That's what that book is mainly. That book is a story of what we did on our family reunion that everybody can relate to, because you're probably doing the same thing. However, after the story, there is a section where families can do these activities and talk about their family history. How often do we hear one of our senior family members talk about, give names out, and nobody remembers because nobody writes it down? But here's a little section that you can include the children, talk about heirlooms, treasures, where we've been, who's in our family, recipes. It's a great fun book. Go to the same sites. And matter of fact, that just book is in a lot of parks across the whole state of Arkansas. So Down Home in Arkansas, go by and pick up that book. And of course, you can email me too, or go on my website.
But that's a great book. You want to have that book and have a good time with it at your family. That's your family reunion, have fun, discussion, activity time. Yeah, take advantage of it.
Yes, Maria, and I appreciate you being here today with us on Ideas with Impact. It's been so much fun. It's like the time has just gone by. Already. Well, you're doing wonderful things. And I want to say, do you think that these books have an impact on the community, just in closing?
I do, because the impact is reminding us on our family history. Each one of these books encourage moral values. You know, it gets us to thinking about, you know, respect, our family, you know, spending time with family, having those real discussions. So I think definitely in the community, if people will pick up these books, they will see a positive response that they can share with their children, and hopefully it will leave the whole family with a good, positive feeling. So you know what? Sometimes we've got to get back to the old ways sometimes, and that's not, it's not old, it's just the right way.
That's
family.
Right. And remembering, right?
Remembering.
Yeah,
family.
Having a good, happy bookmark.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, your book, Christmas Night on the Farm, definitely brought back some warm, happy memories for me. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming by Ideas with Impact, and know that you're always welcome. Any book you got going, I want you to bring it right over here and make sure that you bring it to us, and we will definitely support it. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again. Hey, listen, that's our show for today. If you have someone in mind that we should interview, we want to hear from you. So please send us an email at ideaswithimpactshow@gmail.com. That's ideaswithimpactshow@gmail.com. Our program today.